Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Thank you for tuning into our boardroom chat once again. And I tell you what, we're having a marvelous time around God's Word.
Always do.
And I tell you what, we just came back. In fact, if we look a little tired, we are. Just flew in 10 and a half hours.
And boy, are our arms
nonstop
tired.
Nonstop all the way from Nice, France. Yeah,
joke.
The wings were getting a little wore out there. And just finished our European tour. Give you a little update. We had an amazing European tour.
Yes.
People were so blessed. The first place we went to was Rotterdam in the Netherlands. Got to meet a wonderful man and his wife, Tom and Femke. And they were just such a blessing.
At the Greater Faith Conference, and you started the service hall.
And a lot of people. It was just such a blessing. We got to eat a little lunch with them and things of that nature. And I mean, had a glorious time. Mm-hmm. Like it was less than 24 hours in each city.
And we
except the Netherlands, because I got there a day earlier because I had to rest.
Right.
Because, you know, the time frames go nuts. You're 7 hours ahead and then 7 hours back and this and that, going 8 hours ahead and 8 hours back, all kinds of stuff. But we had a wonderful time. And Kathy, there's a testimony here. Talking about when I also went to Sofia, Bulgaria, and this lady named Dilvana says, your meeting in Bulgaria was amazing. Thank you for coming to preach the gospel.
I love that.
Isn't that something? So we're going to give you a little update of what's going on. And, God told us to do these things. And that wonderful plane that the partners helped me buy is the most amazing. We non-stopped everything we did. I mean, it was just amazing. So we could get there and preach and get to the next place. I mean, you'd get there like 7 o'clock, 8 to preach. You had to get up early and boom, go to the next nation.
Boom.
And it was a boom. Yeah, and it was just such a blessing of the Lord.
Schedule it next time so we at least have a day to enjoy the area, because we so enjoyed looking at the beautiful sights, but we saw them like on the way from the airport to the hotel. And yes, isn't that beautiful, but you can't go. Anyway, but I did enjoy it. It was nice. We had some time to have meals with the...
We had a miracle that happened too. You became 74.
That was a miracle?
Yeah, it was your birthday. Hallelujah.
Why is that a miracle? Well, everybody has birthdays.
Well, normally Kathy's birthday, it just aggravates me, is August the 30th. And not every time, but probably 99%, it's always been some tropical storm or hurricane mess up a birthday. Even if we were here, couldn't do what we want to do. But you had a wonderful time. You could go all over. You ought to seen her in Monaco. In Monte Carlo, went over there preaching
actually,
the gospel.
Actually, it wasn't on my birthday. It was the day after the birthday.
Preaching in Nice, France, all this kind of stuff. I mean, people were blessed and ministered to, and we challenged them to believe the word of the living God. They just couldn't get over it. They said,
and don't forget, did you forget Zurich?
No, I was going to get there, but go
ahead.
Well,
I mean, you mentioned all of us. We loved going back to Zurich to see with Vivian and Peter Haslett.
Oh, wonderful people.
Precious friends. That's like is it the third time we've been there?
I think so. But here's the miracle.
Another miracle.
Are you ready for this? We saw some bad weather coming in. We was about ready to fly, but we flew out, no problem. We wasn't gone maybe 30 minutes, and a storm hit Zurich with softball, we call it hail, busting up everything. I mean, and real, like, hurricane winds and everything, about $200 million worth of damage. And our plane would have been right in the middle of that. Ain't no telling how many damaged planes were out at the airport. But we flew out about 30 minutes before, and we didn't know it was...
I didn't know until
just
after
saw clouds.
The fact.
Yeah,
Vivian sent me a text with the images. It was sad to see all the damage that was done, but we're thankful that we had already left.
Because
and we were on to the next stop, which was Bulgaria.
Bulgaria. But the worst thing can happen to a plane is real big hail, because then you have to reskin the whole thing, which is millions and millions and millions of dollars. But the Lord protected us and guided
us.
Then we went to Sofia, Bulgaria, and had another wonderful, glorious time preaching in that church. And I started praying for people. It fallen all over the place, pastors. There were 90 pastors in 90 different churches.
No, there were 90 churches, pastors of 90 different churches within Bulgaria. It's different.
How's it different?
Because some churches, if you just say 90 churches, could have had several pastors.
How can you have several pastors
in one
church?
Well, they have like an associate pastor. We have like seven in our church.
Okay.
So, but the thing is that there were 90 different churches, pastors of 90 different churches that were there, plus, I think, six different nations. But, and so you had an altar call after you ministered to pray for those who were in ministry or pastors or leaders, and they just kept coming. I think we had, that's how many we knew about, so I don't know how many others got up in line for prayer.
Oh, man, it was powerful.
I think we did a lot of posts. We sent pictures, and the social media staff here at the ministry posted it all to keep y'all informed, because we know that y'all were praying with us. You knew we were going. We told you about it in the magazine, different posts. Yeah. We've talked about it on past chats, and thank you for praying, because we just saw such an open door for ministry there. Hearts were open, people's lives were changed, and I believe they won't ever be the same. Fell in love with Jesus and committed to the ministry that God. You know, sometimes you just need to be around people of like precious faith to reinforce the vision that God has given you, and we saw that happen in so many lives while we were gone.
I mean, and I'm gonna tell you something. I was praying so hard, and I was sweating like a Missouri mule. And I don't know why a Missouri mule sweats more than any other mule, but it does. And Kathy was trying to help me, give me some water, and she baptized me with the water. She's trying to get the cap off. She ripped the cap off, plow, hit me with the water and everything. And I just looked at her, she goes like, I'm sorry.
I said, welcome. I knew you needed it.
I
didn't know that they make the caps on the water there in such a way as you can't take it off, because I think it was some kind of law that the caps, maybe they create some kind of trash problem. I don't know. So the cap stays on, but that's not how we have it here in the U.S., so they all come off easily. They stay on yanking on it.
And it sloshing water, throwing it everywhere.
It didn't come off, but the water came up.
And I just looked at it.
I'm trying to help you, so you know what?
Told her, if I want help, I will ask you, because she will baptize you, throw you in a river, accidentally kick you off.
Needed the water, though, didn't you?
I was cool.
Be thankful.
Yes, thank you. I really do.
Next time he's on his own.
I'm glad. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. And then we flew out that early morning and went to Nice, France. And we preached that Ecclesiastes, the 21, I think his name is. And the pastors, a women pastor, Marie
Moulin.
And it was just such a blessing
beautiful
of the
time.
Lord. And she told us, she gave us a revelation.
And two Sunday morning
She said,
services.
The earth speaks English, but heaven speaks French. They love their language.
Yeah,
the French, you know. It was just
the only place that you did not have an interpreter
was Rotterdam.
In Rotterdam, although the pastor, when he introduced you and did all the preliminaries, and before you went up there, was in his language, and so we're just sitting there listening.
And I thought, why I don't need an interpreter? He said, well, 95% of the church understands English. And I thought, thank God.
Because they had a lot of young people there, a lot of young ministers, people starting new churches.
Oh, it was a blessing of the Lord.
God's doing great things.
I mean, so we did what the Lord told us to do, and then when we got to Nice, we don't try to push ourselves, but Kathy, I stayed over because it was her birthday. Her birthday was Sunday, and I did two services. Actually, I did three services at that church. I hadn't done a business meeting in quite a while, and they loved that when I did the business meeting on Saturday.
That was the Saturday night.
I mean, I was running 90 to nothing. I mean, and then we did two Sunday morning services, and she said, would you like for us to take you around? And we didn't want to intrude, but they were so kind. We said, we'd love to. So, because we didn't know where to go, but a beautiful place, the French Mediterranean. And so I was looking at the beach, beautiful place. I said, the sand is so white, and Marie is how she started. She said, that's not white, that's pebbles, that's rocks. Mm-hmm. And people actually lay on the rocks on the beach. I thought, man, that's got to hurt, you know? But I mean, there were thousands of people out there, and it was a blessing. So we didn't go on the beach. I said, we're just looking around. And
so
it was just such
a
blessing.
Nice.
I mean, the Lord showed up and showed out. It was a blessing of the Lord. And you know why? Because we obeyed. What did you obey? We obeyed Mark chapter 16, verse 15. And it says this, and he said unto them, this is Jesus, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. There's two words I want to talk about that. All, not some, and every creature. In other words, well, you know, I'm not called to that country. I'm not. No, it says in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, notice this. I mean, and then he talks about the signs and wonders. But I like verse 20. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. So, I mean, the Lord showed up at each, it was just, you should have been there. That's all I can say. It was such a blessing of the Lord. I hope I'm not repeating myself because I'm still on this time, you know, and things of that nature. But God was so good and gracious. People were so hungry. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to make an announcement to the world, to all the ministers, if you're watching our board retreat, people are hungry and you have the ability to feed them. And you know, and I mean, and what I mean by that, telling them the word of God, preaching the gospel, never miss an opportunity to preach the glorious gospel. And I want to thank all my partners because it cost a lot of money to fly over there. I mean, a lot of money. But that's all right. We went over budget. It was amazing how you were sending in finances to help us. And we went and we were just blessed. Plus we left, we blessed a lot of people while we were there also. And it was just a wonderful time to see people getting saved, people getting healed. But the thing that struck them was the joy. They said, that man has so much joy. And they couldn't get over that. I said, well, the joy of the Lord is our strength. So the reason why I'm 77 years old and I can do some of the stuff I do is not because I'm a strong man, but because of the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. It gives me strength to go with it. And it was just such a blessing. And then I would always invite Kathy to come up and she's working through a translator too. And she had some beautiful words and people really ministered when what Kathy was saying. She didn't preach, but she took one time, she got to preaching pretty good.
I think that was in Bulgaria. It took a little more time than I usually do.
Which is fine.
And I didn't apologize. No, I'm kidding.
No, indeed. I don't want you to. In fact, I wanted her to preach the whole service. And people were just so blessed and ministered to and touched.
Well, you know what? We in Bulgaria, it wasn't quite yet my birthday. I know this is not the topic of it, but you know, they found out about it. And we went to lunch when we landed there. And they gave me a little birthday cake and blew out a candle. It was so sweet.
George, I call him George. I can't pronounce his last name. Now, this is an ex-communist country. And George and his brother owns a restaurant, Joseph.
Joseph owns the restaurant, not George and Joseph.
Yeah. And anyway, this is a very fine restaurant. They fed us so wonderful. And they knew I like cheese. I'm a cheese person, you know. And they had this platter of cheese, some of them I've never heard of before. And it was just, it didn't get any better.
You know, it was such a blessing that they gave us their best, and it was really overwhelming, delicious, and beautifully presented. But just the fact that they valued the gospel, they said during the fact his father started the church, George's father.
Right.
And he introduced you as well. And he was talking about how over the years they listened to your messages and they would... They said there was a copyright on it, but we had a right to copy. That's how he said it.
They should have asked me, and I said, that's all right.
Yeah, your messages was going all over throughout that area, beyond in the communist area, long before we ever got there.
Before we even knew it.
And was honored to see how God used that to touch their nation in so many ways. And the people that came were really the result of that, where they, I don't know if they translated it or they shared them, however
they did it. Well, you don't realize the influence of the gospel if somebody's preaching the right word instead of their opinions or whatever. And all I do in my ministry is I just stick with the word of God.
Right.
You know, I'm a word man. Call it what you want. You know, some people criticize that statement. How can you criticize that kind of a statement? I have no idea.
Right.
But, you know, God was so good and gracious to us. I mean, it was just everything we did. And listen, when we went to the restaurant there in Bulgaria, he wanted to show us something. If they have children, something about that upstairs thing.
Oh, it's a brand new idea. I love the idea. The concept was they had an upstairs portion of the restaurant, and we could tell they did because it was like they had a monitor where you could see what was going on. And so it wasn't a massive, large, it was a nice-sized restaurant. But while you were eating, you could see what your children were doing upstairs because they had an area upstairs just for the children where they decorated it. It was so beautiful. They had one little spot where the kids could pretend to be cooking. They also would feed them. They had a play spot with a slide, and it was beautiful, prettier than anything that McDonald's does for the kids.
Oh, God, yeah.
Wendy, what is it? Chick-fil-A.
A lot of them have the little... they got nice things.
And those are nice, but this, like, took it up to another level. It's a concept that I've never heard of, but it was beautiful because the kids would go upstairs
and you could see your children while you were eating, too.
Yeah.
The kids loved that because they wanted to go up there, and they fed them. you know, while you and your wife would sit down and eat. And that's a great concept how they did that.
Yeah,
know?
And I like the way they had it. We took pictures with them. It had a little space where they the kids could make desserts or anything, and it said Dream Center at the top.
Yeah. It was such a
blessing.
You know,
kids learn by imitating and by playing, right. And this was an opportunity for them to do that and enjoy each other. And they had a young girl who had just got born again, that was part of their staff that would always be there. And so the kids were taken care
of. Beautiful young lady.
But I thought it was beautiful. So we prayed for that restaurant while we were there.
Yeah.
We prayed blessing on that whole concept because, I mean, God gives us beautiful ideas and concepts.
Ideas,
and so
yeah.
People get dreams and visions on how to expand, and God wants to use that to bless you so that you can be a blessing. And this man was a blessing. I think he also had another restaurant that was next to the church, and so they even fed us that night with the same delicious food. So, you know, everywhere we went, we were treated so wonderfully, and we so appreciate the... Because a lot of details, a lot of people go involved with getting things like this done, we appreciate it, and we just thank you. And we, of course, thank them while we were there, but we thank you again and again. And we just love... God is just building these relationships. All of these that we went to this last trip, we've been to before, except the Netherlands. The Netherlands was a beautiful experience as
wonderful
well.
Wonderful people. Blessing of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And but that's Mark 16:15. He said unto them, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. All. So to me, you know, there's 8 billion people on the planet, and we're doing that through technology as well as through flights and, you know, book materials, you name it. We're always coming up with something to minister graciously to people and honor them through the word of the living God. But
right.
To see someone instantly change, especially someone that's been under communism, you can still see that even though communism is no longer part of Bulgaria or Sofia, whatever it is, yet that it's still, you know, people have a hard time getting away because they've been told what to do and not say this. But to see that that joy and to see that freedom just come out of them, it was a blessing of God. Because some of the things I preach, they go, we can have that? Oh, yeah, the Bible says you can have that. And it was just amazing. And the word I heard more than any word at all the places was stretch.
You're right. I was
they
just
said,
thinking
Brother
of that.
Jesse, you
stretch
us. And
we need
us.
That. And they said, we need that.
Yeah. Stretch.
You need to think bigger, think higher, because there's no limit when you look at God.
This ministry is designed to give you stretch marks.
Spiritually.
Just
spiritually,
boy.
Let's hope. Spiritually, I don't need any of those others.
No, I'm saying. But I mean, you know, just speak the word of the living God.
Right, right.
And the Bible said, go make disciples too. I mean, we just did it.
This is what the Passion Translation says of the verse that you just read. It says, and he said unto them, as you go into all the world, preach openly the wonderful news of the gospel to the entire human race.
That's it.
Isn't that wonderful? Because it is wonderful news.
Yeah,
people need to know that there is a good God, that he loves them, that he has a great plan for their life, that you don't have to stay sick. You don't have to stay broke. You don't have to stay in pain or out of peace. God came to give you all things. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And that is good news.
And listen to this. You see, I wish it was free, but it's not, but I don't care. I said, we'll spend the money and our faithful partners help us when you send in a donation to us. We preach the gospel, whether it's in America or abroad. But we even got to meet a whole family that's been a partner with me for 30 years.
Yes, while we were in Nice, they flew in from...
In Nice, France.
They flew in from England, and their pastor's there, and it was
wonderful.
Wonderful to meet them.
I mean, just so nice. We've been with you 30 years. We have long-term partners. And you know what? Because we do what we say. And you know, and I want to make this announcement. There's so much... fake news, call it what you want, lines about me, not much about Kat, but me especially, all over the social media. And a lot of times it looks like it's true because they edit video and clip it and push it together to try to hurt. I ask you not to look at that stuff because all they want is clickbait. You're making money for them when you do that. But we've never done any of that. We've had none of those kind of things whatsoever at all. We've been clean and holy before the Lord. And that's why the Lord has blessed us in every which way, shape, or form. because we do what we say. So partners, thank you. And if you'd like to be a partner, I want you to become one because the anointing of increase is on our lives. So how do I become one? You go to jdm.org. That's our website. You can hit the donate button. I hope you do. Or you can use PayPal if you'd like to use that financial thing. Or you can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one. Or you can go to the free JDM app and select the giving that you like to do. Or you can do it like I do, or mail in, use the post office, mail in your donation. Those donation. You know what we do with a donation? We do a nation. That's not just a spin on words there. No, we a donation to us tells us to do a nation. Because you said every creature, all. And we're about the Father's business. And, you know, there's always people telling me, you ought to slow down about this, slow down. To do what? I mean, you know, what, to go play on a golf course? Nothing wrong with golf. Nothing wrong with playing. I just don't have time for that stuff. I got the gospel on my mind. And we never touch your money. 100% of it goes into world evangelism. Notice I called it your money, not mine. See what I'm saying? But we, and me and Kathy, do not ask you to be a partner without us being a partner. We never ask anybody to do something we would not do. Because that would be wrong to do so, you know. And but God is so good. But I tell you what, everyone in those nations said, please come back. One man told me, he said, don't cancel me. That was George and Sophia Bouguet. Don't cancel me. I said, okay, you know, because I'm trying to get to every place I can. I got so many people writing me and asking me to come. I just got one from Punjab, Pakistan or something. Huge. I mean, just everywhere, all over the world. I mean, from South Africa to Perth, Australia. The only place I think we have not been in that part of the world is China and things of that nature.
The Far East.
The far, far east and everything. But we got the plane to get there.
But our broadcast goes there.
Yes,
and
it does.
We have people from China that came to the Visionary conference and different places. So
it's
we're impacting the world with the gospel, and that's what we're called to do. And we're so thankful for all of you that send us.
Amen.
And are behind us in prayer, because I believe that lives have been changed in every way.
If they give money that they probably could use themselves. You know, I'm talking about these departed people, they'll send some.
Of course.
They say it's not much, it is much, because you gave it out of your heart. It's not the amount.
And so we're a partnership means that you share in the same anointing, the same blessing.
Amen.
That's on this ministry. So, and we get testimonies all the time from people that see it working in their life because they sowed. They're seeing increase, including these churches, especially the one in Bulgaria was saying how they've been blessed for a long time. They didn't know they could be blessed. And so because he's being blessed and he's applying the principles, he's getting attacked in his nation, but he's not letting it slow him down. You know, the enemy doesn't want you blessed, so he's always going to send persecution. In fact, Jesus said in the world, be of good cheer, he's overcome the world. But what I was thinking about is that the hundredfold promise comes with persecution. So you got to be able to handle it. Not everybody can.
And it's Sophia Bulgaria.
But it
Bulgaria,
is a word.
That's a big thing. And George is getting blessed, and these people that
yes.
are coming are getting blessed also.
Yeah.
So this stuff works, ladies and gentlemen. It's not about money. It's about this glorious gospel.
Honoring God.
It takes money because we live in an economic world. I wish we didn't, but we do. So, but that's all right. Whatever it takes, that's what we're willing to do.
Right. Give glory to God for it.
Well, give some more glory on these.
This one says from
testimonies
from Asia. Says blessings from Pakistan,
from
which
Pakistan.
You just mentioned. Nakaoma says thank you for sharing the word of God. Watching from Uganda, Africa.
Praise the Lord.
So a lot of these places we're in, our social media staff shared the link, and even though it was in different languages, it was being translated. So a lot of people tuned in and watched. And let us know if that's blessed you, because we always love to know that you're out there watching. This is from Pris, says, thank you so much, dear Jesse and Kathy Duplantis. It was such a blessing to meet you in Nice, France.
Nice, France.
That's he loves to say France. No, it's France.
No, I heard Maurice say France.
Okay, well, you're not French.
Yes, I am French. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
But you're American.
I'm an American.
You know, they probably don't like hearing you try to pretend you're French.
I'm not pretending nothing. Praise the Lord.
But we did tell them, you know, we both have French in our background
but we got a lot of other stuff too.
We
marry anybody that could get their hands on my family.
They
got the hands on a lot. Let me just say that.
We could connect with almost anyone. Deliana says, your meeting in Bulgaria was amazing. Thank you for coming to preach the gospel.
What a blessing.
And Rosita says, it is such a privilege, honor, and a huge blessing to access your ministry through the internet all the way from New Zealand.
Well, you know, we preached in New Zealand many, many years
ago.
Yes,
I remember that.
And we need to come back to New Zealand. I love that. I thought it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Is it called Christtown? Anyway, it's a beautiful place.
Beautiful place. Hilda says, amen, amen. Glory to God in the highest. Lord, thank you for all that you're doing through JDM and for those you have built a relationship with you every day and stands on your truth. So she's rejoicing on all that God's doing through the ministry and in her life, I'm sure, too. Gwendolyn, this is the last one, says, hallelujah, you both never get tired.
Well, we're pretty tired right now.
She's calling those things to be not as though they were. We're human. We get tired. What do? We rest, and here we go at it again.
I've been swallowing some yarn. Yawn. What do you call it when you yawn?
Swallowing.
Y'all notice that? I'd go.
No, I didn't notice it.
Well, good. Read that testimony.
Hallelujah. You both never get tired. God bless you, Jesse and Kathy, for all the work you've done. I'm so glad my family became partners in your ministry.
Praise
as God provides, my family would love to attend your visionary conference someday.
Oh,
I'm
you
not
will.
Sure where they're coming from, Gwendolyn's writing from, but because we don't always know that, but it's always fun when you tell us where you're running
praise
from.
God, what a
but
blessing.
The Visionary Conference is a great, great event. We have that every July. We just had the one in 2026 where we're celebrating this year 50 years of ministry. So that one was like the best yet. But I believe every year it's going to continue to get better because people come expecting. So we have the Visionary Conference every July. The next one in 2027, we'll be posting the dates. You'll be able to see it in our magazine, on social
Amen.
Media, different places. On our website, of course, it's posted there. And then also in March, I have a glorious conference that women come, men are welcome to come as well. We always have a great
That's
time there.
Year.
Right here at the same place at our international headquarters in the Sanctuary of Covenant Church here in Destrehan, Louisiana, which is a suburb of New Orleans.
It's amazing. It's a woman's meeting, but men sneak into it because these women are full of the power of God, man. I mean, they just go at it and enjoy it. It's such a blessing to see that. Anyway, this boardroom chat's a little update. We just flew in, really, from Europe and just been preaching. And
we arrived yesterday at our offices. It's usually taped on a Wednesday, posted the next day, but we're on the Thursdays. But this is Thursday morning.
And you will get it Thursday afternoon.
You're going to get it fresh at about 3 o'clock, I think it goes up,
Amen.
Central time, all
Amen.
Over. And
also, let me give some announcements on coming up very, very soon on our Heaven Tour.
Oh, yeah.
That's this month. 2026 Heaven Tour, Friday, September the 18th at 7 p.m. at Eagle Mountain International Church in Newark, Texas. Mm-hmm. It's an in-person only service. And what I mean by that, there's no worship, there's none of that. What happens is Kathy gets up at 7 o'clock, introduces me, and I start talking about 7:01.
Yeah, so get there early. Get in place.
A lot of people come to these.
Yeah.
And I talk about the people I met in heaven, the different things. And it's such a blessing. Let me say it again. It's Friday, September the 18th at 7 p.m. at Eagle Mountain International Church in Newark, Texas. In-person only service. They will not be a live streaming or nothing like that. And I open it up to question and answer. And the last two we've done, or three, it has been phenomenal. It was such a blessing. And you just got to come. Mm-hmm. And you learn something, but you sense the presence and the anointing of God. It just touches people. You want to know more about it, you can go to our JDM.org website and you can and get all that information.
Yeah.
Anything else we need to announce? Anything that you know of?
I don't think so.
Boys, girls in here in the studio, everything good? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I got Little Thumb. Just lift her hand up. That's Chrissy.
That's cruel.
That ain't cruel. It's called Little Thumbs. She got the smallest, cutest little hands and the cutest little feet. I got to say it, Chrissy is such a beautiful woman. She was getting some shoes.
And
the lady said, look at the baby feet. I thought that was funny. But I said, look at the baby feet.
She wears
feet.
Like a 5.5 or a 5.5.
A 4.5, probably.
Depends on the shoe, like we all know.
Yes. Anyway, it was such a blessing. So if you don't mind, we're going to come off the set here and probably fall down on the floor and go to bed.
No,
we're not going to do that. But God is so good and gracious. Partners, once again, thank you for your faithful financial support. We couldn't do it without you. It's literally that simple. And you know, in 50 years, and we're celebrating all this year, 50 years of ministry, never have had a financial deficit. I have to say it, and Jennifer, who does behind the camera, she knows what I'm going to say. You know why? I trust you, and you trust me, and we both
trust
God. Until next time, Jesse and Kathy saying we love you. We really do. See you soon. God bless you. Bye-bye.